AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A U.S. fighter jet fired on an Iranian oil tanker Central Command says was trying to breach the U.S. blockade of Iranian ports. It came as diplomatic efforts to end the war appear to be continuing, President Trump telling reporters,
"It'll happen. It'll happen, but never again."
Charles Della Desma reports Iran's foreign minister visited China.
Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi told Iran's Abbas Araghchi that China is deeply distressed over the war. In a video of the meeting accessed by the AP, Wang says, "We believe that a comprehensive ceasefire is urgently needed, that a resumption of hostilities is not acceptable, and that it's particularly important to remain committed to dialogue and negotiations. It's the first time since the start of the war that Araghchi has travelled to China, whose close economic and political ties to Tehran give it a unique position of influence." I'm Charles de Lethesma.
Oil prices eased Wednesday and stocks rallied worldwide on hopes a deal is nearing that would allow tankers to deliver crude from the Persian Gulf again. Israel struck Beirut's southern suburbs for the first time since the ceasefire began last month, saying it targeted a Hezbollah commander. And Julie Walker reports a tally by the Anti-Defamation League finds anti-Semitic incidents declined by 33% last year.
The first drop in 5 years, due in large part to what the ADL says was a dramatic decrease in incidents on college campuses. The ADL tallying almost 1,700 anti-Semitic incidents on college campuses during that year. According to the organization's latest figures released Wednesday, the number plunged by 66% in 2025. To 583, as many colleges and universities, under pressure from the Trump administration, took steps to curb those protests. I'm Julie Walker.
This is AP News. The British staple, fish and chips.
I've got a regular portion of haddock and chips in front of me, and this currently costs £15.55. When this shop opened in 2011, it was around £5.90, and in 1989, the owners tell me it costs around £1.65. Now, industry leaders say the price of fish and chips is currently the most expensive it's ever been. So the National Federation of Fish Fryers say the amount of cod that can be caught, which is designed by governments, has fallen quite sharply. In 2019, it was around 1 million tons of cod, and this year, it's closer to 285,000. Well, more of what's being caught is being sold into processing rather than fillets that fish and chip shops can use. This shop is offering smaller portion sizes and alternative cheaper fish options too. But the priority, owners say, is to keep this meal, this humble meal, accessible.
The AP's Mustakim Hasnath reporting from London. There are more stories at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save.